of record. So I think it's recording right now. This is Punk News Podcast 596.5, which we are recording before 596 because John's an idiot. And we usually record at 9:30 on Thursday, but for some reason, well, the reason I told everyone else 9:30 by mistake, because we used to do 9:30, but now we do 9. So it's Sam and me hanging out for the next 25 minutes for a bonus episode. It's rare that we get a Sam and John duo episode. So listen, when that opportunity strikes itself, you gotta pounce. Right, Sammy, how you? I am highly discombobulated. I'm just all over the past couple of months. I am just all mixed up. Don't know what to do. Keep do. You have 311 song. How are you doing,
B? I'm all right. It's been a week. So recently I went to Pooza Fest.
Oh, how was that? Let's talk about that. How was Pooza Fest? Who did you see? How were the prices and how was the attendance? And then I'll talk about Decibel Metal Fest. Go ahead.
So Pooza Fest is great. It was a couple years delayed. I wonder why. COVID. Anyways, it was great. It was actually very small considering the other Pooza Fest that I usually go to. It was very Canadian. There was a lot of Canadian bands. They kind of sort of had a plan with people dropping off because they caught COVID and they just got other bands to play, which was great. Sam and, well, me and my husband, we kind of surmised our entire weekend as, you know, it was a great time eating. It was a great time just going out and experiencing a festival again, you know, after COVID things, right? And seeing a lot of bands that we probably wouldn't see. So we did go see Propagandhi, which was the big draw. I really love Propagandhi. It was great to see them in Canada. So I actually have a tradition with my husband. As we're crossing the border, we like to play Fuck the Border. So that did happen as we're crossing over and coming back. So that was fun. We ended up seeing Cancer Bats, which I've never seen before. And I don't ever think that if they ever came by New York, I actually wanted to see them. So it was really, really fun to see them because they're literally like the people in Montreal just go nuts, apeshit over everything. So that was a thing. What else did I see? Saw, like, you know, After the Fall, I saw some War on Women, I saw some Make War, I saw Rebuilder, they're from Boston, I saw Good Riddance, saw them. Oh, I was super, super stoked to see a Canadian band, Rest Easy. Not sure if they're ever going to come to the States, but I highly recommend them. They're kind of like if Shook Ones and Kid Dynamite had a baby. So, you know. Well, one of the members is from Shook Ones, and the two of the members is from a band called Dagger Mouth, which I love. So, super stoked about that. I love Montreal. I loved being there. I was just really happy. So that's a thing.
Well, if Sam's having a good time, there at least is some good in the world. We are adding M to our bonus episode, and I think Hal is going to join us in about 20 minutes, and we'll do our normal episode. M is there. M, we are in the middle of bonus episode right now, episode 596.5.
Hey!
Sam just talked about going to Pooza Fest, and now I will talk about going to, not Decibel Metal Fest, like I said, I'm totally screwed up, but rather going to Maryland Death Fest, which I was at this past weekend. And we're going to talk about the big to-do on the proper episode, so be sure to jump over there. But let's talk about the little to-do. So anyways, I went down to Maryland Death Fest to see Triptychon and Triumph of Death. Triumph of Death is Tom G. Warrior of Hellhammer doing all Hellhammer with a new just other musicians, because the other two Hellhammer people are sadly deceased. And so Triptychon was awesome, and Triumph of Death was especially awesome, and it was kind of cool, is between some of the songs, Tom G. Warrior kind of explained the significance of some of the songs. Like, I didn't know a Celtic Frost song is actually a Hellhammer song that Hellhammer never recorded, so they recorded as Celtic Frost. They played another Hellhammer track that had never been released on either the demos or the EP, and it just sounded really, really good. The only thing with regards to Triumph of Death / Hellhammer is, between like every three songs, Tom G. Warrior would be like, I appreciate you. Well, Tom G. Warrior, like metal bands are honest, can be so cheesy. Like, on one hand, they're like, "All right, you mother effers, let's make some noise." It's like, you know, I've been called mother effer by so many metal bands, it's off its thing entire. And then on the other side, there's metal band that'll be like, and they're like, "Hey, thanks guys, let's clap our hands." Like you sing like some pestilence demon or something, and then you're like, "Hey guys, let's go out." You know, where Tom G. Warrior, he kind of has the reserve. Well, he's Swiss, so he's got like the reserved European thing, where he's like, "Thank you for coming to see us. It is our honor to play in America, because Swiss bands rarely play America." But it's always cool. He's very in control of himself the entire time, and he has a great deal of dignity for himself, which I think is pretty cool. But about every third song, he'd be like, "I appreciate you clapping for me, but I have to defer to the young musicians that I'm playing with." And he can't, like, every third song he talks about like that, he's like old. But I'm like, I don't think that's doing him any favors, because he doesn't look, I mean, he doesn't look like he's 25, but he doesn't look that old. He's playing great. He's sounding great. Don't say you're old. Just, instead of being old, be legendary. There's a difference, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you go see Iggy Pop never says he's old. Iggy Pop jumps around and destroys the place. And Tom G. Warrior doesn't jump around. But I'm saying, I think saying that you're old isn't really helping anything. Just come out and say, "I'm Tom G. Warrior." And I don't know why I'm giving advice to Tom G. Warrior. He's been doing this thing for 40 years. But he's like, he kept saying how he was old. I'm like, you don't need to say that you're old. You're kicking ass. Don't say it, you know? The one exception is Keith Morris at Punk Rock Bowling, two Punk Rock Bowling to go when it was flagged. And he's like, "I want to get a glass of water. Won't you let an old man get a glass of water?" It's like, how can you deny an old man a glass of water? Who can get a glass of water for an old man? Keith Morris is hilarious, but I didn't think Tom G. Warrior needed to say that he was old, and I kind of do think it kind of detracted a little bit from the performance. Like it's a momentous occasion. It's Hellhammer, which hasn't been played in 40 years. You're in America. You rarely play America as Hellhammer. Just be the man. Kind of like Danzig doesn't talk that he's old. Danzig just comes out and kicks ass and leaves. So that, you know, the actual performance was great. I just think he didn't do that. However, related to that, it's A, I was kind of bummed out on the way in. You had to sign a waiver due to Astroworld, which is kind of bumming me out. Not that.
What?
Like before you go in, they gave you like a 10-page waiver digitally, which no one is going to read except for me.
What? Really?
And not only that, they took your name, your email, and your phone number, and it was kind of creepy, you know, just to get into a show, you know what I mean? And so, like as I've said with Ticketmaster, you know, demanding, you know, health stuff, or even, or the friggin' eBay demanding my social security number, it's like it's getting creepier and creepier and more invasive. If I go to a concert, I should pay money and get in. If they want me to show the vax card, that's fine. I don't care about that. But when you have to start giving them, like, signing waivers and giving them your private information, it gets creepy, man. So I wasn't down with that at all, but I signed it because I was down there. What else was I going to do, you know? Also, not to keep patting Punk Rock Bowling on the hiney, but I do love Punk Rock Bowling. And, you know, Punk Rock Bowling, I think water's $3 or maybe even $2. Very reasonable. Beer, I think $4 or $5. A little expensive, but for a festival, reasonable. And also, the fact of the matter is, you kind of do have to overcharge alcohol, at least in America, especially in Philadelphia, not that Punk Rock Bowling's in Philadelphia. Because if you're too cheap, people get hammered and start fighting. That's what the Philadelphia sports stadiums learned, is they realize that they have to charge $10 or $8 for a beer, because if they charge $3, people start fist fighting. And if they charge more, if they charge crazy price for alcohol, people still buy alcohol, but they buy 3 beers instead of 6, and they don't fist fight. So, what are you gonna do? Anyway,
Punk Rock Bowling. But John, that's very Philadelphia of you to say.
At Punk Rock Bowling, you can get lunch for about $10 or $12. A little expensive, but you're at a festival. Sammy B, and actually, let's do Price and Right. Closest without going over. Sammy B and more, what was the price of a slice of pizza at Maryland Death Fest? We'll start with Sam.
Ooh, one slice?
mostly without going over. In Baltimore, Maryland, which is in general pretty cheap, you know.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean the pizza's good. You're talking.
I'm pretty sure it's bad pizza. I think the pizza was probably bad. I didn't try it.
Okay, so let's say $8.
And more. What do you say?
Well, like, it's at a festival, so they have to, like, get it up there somehow. I'm going to say $13.
Ooh.
$10. Sam wins. I got to say, nice. I thought that was outrageous for a piece of pizza. $10 for 8 slices of pizza? You can buy a whole pizza for $12. Next one, and more, what do you think a glass of lemonade costs?
Okay, so liquid. I'm going to go $5.
Sammy P, close without going over. What do you think?
I'm going to say $7.
$10 for a glass of
lemonade.
What? Last one. And we'll try to get to our definition here, but we go to Sam first. Sam, Italian sausage sandwich, what do you think it costs? No, actually, that was loaded fries, sort of emulating poutine.
There's nothing that emulates poutine. Poutine is like the holiest of things in my book right now. Okay, what's on these fries? It's just like
cheese, maybe a little bit of bacon, you know, that kind of crap. Onions,
so,
I don't know.
So two springs of bacon, okay, some cheese that came out of a tub then.
Right.
Okay, let's see. I would have to say that's probably like $13.
And more, what do you say? Close without going over.
Yeah, like, Sam, I have a feeling you're in the right ballpark. I'm going to go $15, just because I feel like there are going to be tools about this.
And more with the win on that one, $22.
Wait, what?
What? No way.
That is totally obscene, right?
Wait, hold on. This is U.S. dollars and not Canadian?
USA smackaroonie.
Oh, what? My God.
You get like a large fry, basically. So not, you know, enough for two people, but I thought $22 for French fries was obscene.
Wait, hold on. Isn't that like almost like $30 Canadian?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
If you wanted to get a lemonade and a French fry, that'd be $32. Oh, and I bought a bottle of water for $4, and they don't accept cash, so you have to use a credit card, and they charge you tax. So if you got a lemonade and a French fry, $32 times, I think it was 8% tax in Maryland, what's that? That's like almost another dollar, $33. I mean, I will say I think it backfired, though, because I didn't see that many people eating food or drinking anything or even drinking beer. I really think it backfired, and I'm glad. I thought that was just absolutely obscene, frankly, you know. And it kind of, you know, this is more and more common, especially like Ticketmaster Live Nation events, but even like non, like they just squeeze every penny out of you they can. And you leave not having a good time. You leave feeling kind of like Disneyland. You leave feeling abused to a degree, you know.
Well, I'm glad you're alive because you probably didn't eat and probably just almost died.
I bought one bottle of water. I'm not going to pay $32 for lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact of the matter, it does. Meanwhile, like. Street level punk shows are still charging like $5 or $8, and that so the big boys are exponentially flying up. Meanwhile, the punkers are actually going down due to inflation, and so it's just a bummer. And I don't know, is there anything that we can do to counteract against this abuse? And I guess the answer would be vote with your dollar. But the problem is, as we're Young Fest, I think that like sold out immediately. People don't care. People are willing to spend $300 for a ticket that should be $65. They're willing to spend $12 for a Coca-Cola, and they just don't care. And I mean, it's kind of a bummer, man, you know?
Well, I find that if you're having a festival in a city, right, like, and that's what I appreciate about Pooza, because Pooza usually, like, they don't, one, like, you're going from venue to venue, so you're not, like, pigeonholed in one place all day. Like, I didn't have to subject myself to, like, you know, $30 freaking fries, right? I was like, if I was hungry, I would just skip a band and go and, you know, get poutine at, you know, one of my poutine shops out there, because I haven't, apparently I've been going to Montreal for 10 years, like almost every year for 10 years. And apparently some people have pointed out, like my friends, that I have regular places that I go to, which is like strange. I'm like, wow. I was like, I've really been going here for this long, right? And I was very happy that some of the places I would frequent, survived the pandemic. But yeah, no, like, I find it ridiculous if you're marking things up that much and you are penning these people up. Like, you know, I would frequently go to Stone Pony and they have food and it's not that obscene, you know? It's like, you would probably get fries for like $5, $6, you know, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Not, you know, 20 whatever. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, so yeah, I don't know what we can do about it, but that was lame. But Tom G Warrior was freaking awesome. Let's see. Edmore, you been to any shows lately? Are you looking forward to any shows or anything like that?
No, we got hit by a tornado. That's been the highlight of my week.
Wait, hold on. Did your house or your town got hit by a tornado?
We got, okay, so, today's Thursday, so last Saturday, the storm hit, the power went out, we didn't get power back until around this time or so last Thursday.
Wow.
So we were without power for almost a week. Yeah, so that was kind of the big happening. It was kind of a show because the phone started like going nuts and you know, like, oh, there's a severe storm or whatever. So like, you know, just sitting upstairs, which you shouldn't do, go downstairs or go somewhere without windows. But just like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. Power's off. Look outside. It's like, it's rain and wind, but it's like whiteout conditions. Like it's snowing. It was crazy. And like, you know, that sound, like people are like, oh yeah, when a tornado comes, it sounds like a train is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, I don't even know how long that lasted. It was crazy. So we weren't like the center of it. The center of it was about 45 minutes away. So we got like the outer cyclone part.
Yeah. So you got a lot of wind and a lot of things floating around.
Yeah, it was nuts. So like, again, I'm glad it wasn't worse because, again, it was, like, staring out the window, and it's like, this isn't smart, but, it, like, it, nothing was clicking at that point. It's like, what's going on? But, yeah, so that was exciting. And then, yeah, trying to exist for a while without power was something else. But, yeah, so that kind of threw everything up in the air. If you'll forgive my pun. But yeah, right now, there's a show at the end of June. Who's playing? It's Boring Girls, I think Angry Spells, and a couple other bands. Oh, with the Slime, are playing Toronto. So I want to see if I can get up there. Cause that show would be rad. It'd be so fun. And yeah, other than that, just kind of see, still working on like some travel arrangements for the, summer soiree. So hopefully that works out. I want to go.
And are you going to come? Really kick fun. Ass.
I hope so. I just have to figure a few things out and then I'm there, but I really want to come. So
you're crossing the border.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, just everything like, hopefully. Yeah, and other than that, no. It's the MCR concert in September, which is going to be an event. So I'm really
John Fogerty. That's weird. That's a classic Rock joke for all you. Well, listen, Summer Soiree is July 2. It is going to be a slam banger. Of course, we got Joe Jack Talcum, the band, D'Angelo Moore, doing electric Dead Milkmen stuff and Joe Jack solo stuff. We're going to have an exclusive cassette tape of original unreleased Joe Jack Talcum recordings at the show. Marissa Paternoster's new band is going to be there. They're going to be awesome. Froggy's going to be there. And Froggy's going to have the soda they just released, which is going to be cool. Vixen 77. I don't think I can tell you right now, but within a week or so, you'll understand why it's going to be very cool that Vixen 77 is playing the show, and that night is opening the show, the new band featuring Janine of Witch Hunt, so it's going to be rad. But speaking of Froggy, so Sam, I don't know if you heard this last week I was saying to Em and Hallie, Froggy's doing a thing called the Froggy Prom, which was them kind of doing a prom-themed show, and I was like, I don't know if I should go or not, you know, it might be kind of weird.
I love this. I had a shitty time at my prom because I'm not cool, which, you know, that's probably why I'm on this podcast. But, I'm very fiery today. I would love redemption for my shitty prom, but that's okay. Yeah, I love this idea.
Sam, do you want to talk about your shitty prom or you don't want to talk about your shitty prom?
Well, my date is my husband, and we were trapped on a boat.
That's a real shitty prom. that guy, I'll tell you.
He's a wonderful human being that frequents this podcast every now and then. You might know him. But we were trapped on a boat, and my...
Your prom was on a boat?
Yeah.
Your prom was on, like, a boat?
It was on a boat you know, just went around the harbor, you know, New York Harbor. So we saw, like, you know, Statue of Liberty, all that good junk, right? Mm-hmm. Things that I should probably appreciate more. But the problem is we're trapped on a boat with people we don't like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyways, no more of that.
So I was like, well, I don't know if I should go or not. It might be kind of weird if everyone there was like 17 and 18. And so Hallie was like, you should go. And, you know, my spidey sense was going off, and I kind of had something else I could have my option, if you will. So I decided not to go. And then later on, I saw pictures. Good thing I did not go to the Froggy Prom. Froggy is an amazing band, and they are one of the best new bands out there. But everyone there was 17 or 18, and they were doing 17. And you know, when you're 17, you're 18, like, you think you're kind of an adult, but you're really still a kid. And, you know, they were having goofy 17, 18. 18-year-old fun the audience. You know what I mean? God I did not go. I mean, that would have been weird, man. And then if you leave, it's even kind of weirder. You know what I mean? So then we say, you know, get to the gig. Don't miss, you know, you never regret going to the gig. Well, sometimes, you know, there is such a thing as being around too much. You know what I mean? So at any rate, Froggy rules. But I can't say that I regret not going to the Froggy prom because it would have been weird. It would have been really weird.
John, you could have been in the back with your arms crossed, as if you were the chaperone for this prom.
About 3 or 4 years ago, Screaming Females played a liberal arts college on Route 30 outside Philadelphia. And on their Twitter, they said, was it Swarthmore College? It might have been Swarthmore College. Like, we're playing Swarthmore College. I got to tell the story real quick because we're about to hang up and then start the podcast proper. So anyways, on Twitter, they said, we're playing Swarthmore College. You all should come out. And I thought they meant, like, everyone should come out. But what they meant was, if you were at the college, you should come out. So I'm like, oh, wow, anybody can go, you know? And so I drive up, it's like about 8:30 at night, I drive up, and I'm driving a white truck, don't ask. And I say this, and the show's at this place called, like, Madison House or something. And I say, do you know where Madison House is? The kid literally turns around and sprints away, like I'm trying to abduct him or something. Like the kid sprints away. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I'm driving all around the campus with the headlights on late at night, you know, and I think I finally, what I did is I went on to the school's website, if you're thinking of going there, and found a campus map, and then found out where Madison House was. And so I find where it is. I find parking. I go up, and I'm trying to find, like, it's hard to find exact. I know about where it is, but there's so many buildings. So I see all these kids like just kind of hanging out in like the common area. I'm like, do you know where Madison House is? And they were like weirded out, but they pointed over to a building. And so I go over to the building, and the door's locked because it turns out that Madison House is a dorm as well as like a social hall, you know. And so everyone's like watching me, and I had to wait till someone came out, and I grabbed the door, and I went in, which is the creepiest thing ever. And then it shows in like the basement, and so I go down to the place where you buy a ticket or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I'm here for the show, and they're like, are you with the Tri-Deltas? And I'm like, no, I'm with the bands, which I wasn't. You know, like, oh, okay, you can go downstairs. So I go downstairs, and I, like, stand in the back with my arms crossed because everyone there is 18, but they look like they're about 12. And kids start doing, like, keg stands and stuff. I'm like, oh, God, you know. And kids, like, kept asking, coming up to me, and they're like, do you know where the bathroom is? Because they thought I was a bouncer. I just, like, pointed upstairs, even though I don't know where the bathroom was. People would go up there. And so then, I watched the show. The show was good. And then I, like, waited till, like, the band was packing up so I didn't, like, just walk out creepy alone. So I, like, walked out with the band, not to be crazy. And then I get in the pickup truck. I'm accidentally backed over one of Swarthmore College's potted plants. That was my screaming female disaster. Okay, we're going to hang up now. This was bonus episode 596.5, and we're going to start 596 proper. So, yo. Bye-bye.
Bye.